This morning, I would like us to turn to First Epistle of Paul to Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. 1 Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are called, it is the power of God unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. This morning, I want us to think about the cross of Christ. The cross of Christ. And if you go before this verse, Apostle Paul was emphasizing that whole ministry, his traveling up and down from one nation to the other, was only to preach about the cross of Christ and nothing else. And if you go to chapter 2, he told the Corinthians that, I want to know nothing among you but Christ Jesus and him crucified, which is all about the cross of Christ. And okay, in person, I dream for Christ to ascend. Now, because you can't take a crack and son, I ever can't say, verse here. Apostle Paul, no, she said, now, couldn't you two name Nijuma or Yeniano for Christ to ascend? Now, quote chapter 2, catch the Corinthians for one, say, in person, who be a woman since Christ to are born or ascend you. Okay, so that is what we want to think about this morning, the cross of Christ. You know that we live in times that the word cross has been attached with many different meanings. I mean, many, many things. People think of the cross and they have so many things about it. Whether those who are not Christians, they have their versions about the cross. Even within Christianity, many false churches have many other mythical or magical meanings attached to the cross of Christ. And that some claim that it can dispel demons. Some also claim demons and witches and Satan is afraid of the mere cross. And also, some also use it for prayers. Some have, with their rosary or whatever. And they think that it has some powers in it. But what does Apostle Paul mean when he said the cross of Christ? Is that all that the cross is about? Or is that what the cross teaches? The can say, in memory of Timothy, you can the cross. So what does the Bible really teaches about the cross of Christ? And then the Bible nanga sachre efa Christo asendua no. If we say Bible mu nebetumi ate ase, Bible nebetumi achre ase me yakoma to yem ewo asendua. If we say Uba New Testament no a, the biage na Christo asendua no ko so, na odi no ho mai ohwe ni mojagu ye se ntua e bonika. Ah obi odi no be hye mu no, obenya dan kwa ne no na biage na so. When you come to the New Testament, the whole thing is about the cross of Christ. When he took to the cross and gave himself there and offered his blood to purchase our redemption so that whoever believes in him is saved. He's saved from sin, Satan, and the world. So by the preaching of the cross, Apostle Paul did not mean the wood on which Christ was crucified or the crucifix as an artifact. Apostle Paul can say, asimbiano asimkanoa. On can say be a Adriano a yebo Yesu asendue mo so anase mezi man den konfo aye omude ede dia anase omude raba ma yesem bo kakret say asendue a Christo daso no nya na oka ho asem. He meant the doctrines which proclaim salvation only through the atonement of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross. Oka en church fa ekire say a Christo ewu no owo wo asendue no so no eno pe eno ede nkwaje ema enipa. Then na Paul that people can be reconciled to God, forgiven and be saved only by the merit and the power of this atoning sacrifice. Said the nipa betumi ni nyakopon nya nkabom say ye nyakopon atamfo na ye tumi enya bonifache ye hanso nya nkwaje enam mfasoa ani tumi ewo Kristo ni wu a owu asendua no so eno ne. And someone far Christ to ascend you. And it says that for us which are saved. And if this the benefit of it is for us, it is purchased for us. I remember one time a friend of mine, he's a neighbor, he doesn't believe as we believe. They think that the benefit on the cross of Christ alleviate people from poverty, give health and whatever. So he asked me, so you, what is the extent of the benefit for us? I said, let's go to the scripture, and the Bible teaches us. They even think that the cross of Christ has paid for us, that we will not even have any sorrow. We don't need to have trials in this life, no afflictions, which goes opposite to what the Bible teaches. So I took him to some of the verses and I explained to him. He said, well, we'll consider that matter again. But another part also that people are not aware of is the what? The cross of Christ, the benefit on the cross of Christ, the salvation it gives, it delivers people from demons, Satan, and satanic powers, which in our part of the world, people think that it's not so. Until a pastor, himself delivers somebody. No. They hear can say, Christo, I send you answer, you move the year, and if I swear also, no. A bit more fool say, oh, a GFE, Hiemu, a GFE, Bia, Yaremu, a GFE. I said, how crown to you, we ask you. When I say that, Madame Fubi, Ebisa, I said, I know, send me a G, sir. Christo, you know, I send you an answer, so far, so on, send you home. Now, I'm going to call Babram Chair, no, said yet here. Now, I'm Chair, no, say, and no more, a GFE, no. Ehia nka ho Kristo amewu se be gye fi him na me che no nyoma e gye fi mu na me ka se impo bi mu kra a dia to ma bi mu se Kristo gye no ewu no owu gye ye no a gye se bi a wu gye di wi a gye se bi a sofo obi se be ye bi ha wana se ahomoni bi ha wa gye sofo obi a gye u fi mu na me ka se da bi ukai Bible na enchesa. The Christo wuno wu ye na ji efi bibia mu e be koso ni ahwe America koso e be du bibia be tumi ahwe mu kakra wo sansem. What we are talking about, the salvation of Christ, takes away the enmity between us and God. In Romans chapter 5 verse 10 we read that, for if when we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more being reconciled we shall be saved by his life. Send the America ya tam fo no Yakupon kaye boom ewo ne banu wo wu ye no. Se wa working a boom you know say ye bin yang kwa ewa nem kwa nem kwan swa onwa nem kwan swa dema nem kwa atu hon. Though the Lord Jesus Christ took on him human nature so that he can purchase for us such a blessing, to share his blood to pay for the punishment of sins of men. That is the cross of Christ. So that is all that we mean when we say the cross of Christ, or the gospel, which is the gospel also, as elsewhere, the apostle used the gospel, which is the same thing, the doctrines of the gospel, the doctrine that says that we can be reconciled to God by the death of Christ on the cross, that we can have full freedom from our own sin dominion by what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary, that as we are in this world, we can have a perfect peace, that in midst of troubles and difficulties, our heart will be calm because of what Christ has done. Because he will give us what it takes to live in this world despite all the troubles, and yet have the joy in our heart, which is above the joy of this world. Also, if it is made, people have, if they make it to be identified with the crucifix, it's as if that Christ, the death of Christ has nothing that than the crucifix. Christ just hanging there. Or if his death is considered as a martyr, you see, when people die for cause of religion or cause of something, as Stephen was killed, was thrown by the Jews, or as James was killed by Herod, and Paul also was killed by the Roman Emperor, it will mean nothing like a tragic death. Like, they killed him in a bad way. That's what people think. It might sometimes be just an object of admiration. They didn't do well at all. And at best, people can just have pity on him. And that is all. And that is what many people do. I don't know if it still goes on. I remember years, but during Easter, I think in the afternoon, some of the churches, they wear black, attire, and go to the graveyard. They say they are going to, they are going to mourn Jesus or something like that. Those things are things which are opposite to what the cross of Christ teaches. It's not about having pity for just the death of Christ. No, it's beyond that. It's not like him hanging there and looking upon him and feeling sorry for him. No, rather, you remember when he was hanging there, when the women were bewailing, he said that they should feel sorry, they should what? Pity themselves. They should pity themselves. Why? Because it is for our sins that he hung there. So while we look upon him and admire him, we should think of our sins. Then rather we should think of how we take our sins to him so that he will clear us from our sins. And you know, sometimes that is how paintings and drawings always depict our Lord Jesus Christ. People look at it, oh, and that is all. No, it should go beyond that. But the cross of Christ is not, it's not just an example of suffering. It is the doctrine of our mediator's work. In Ephesians 2:16, we read that, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby, the enmity in our hearts. Everyone who is not saved is enemy of God. No matter how you say you love God, you don't love him. Until your sins are forgiven, until Christ has come into your heart, there's enmity. What is that enmity? You cannot totally obey the word of God. At a point in time, you give way for your either personal liberty or advantage. At a point in time, you can never have full fear of God. No. The fear of God is put into our heart when we come and our sins are washed and the Holy Spirit comes to indwell our heart. So you see, everyone that is born a sinner is enemy. There's enmity in the heart. Always I use children. Why do children disobey? Because of that enmity. Children should have been that they should just obey everything they are told, but they will not. They will not obey everything because the enmity is in the heart. From day one, we have that enmity now, and we grow with it. And as I always say, we always polish it when we grow up so that we are rather smart about our sins. But there's enmity. The American says, Obi biara Christo, Emetra Okumim, say Emfa born in Chewono, Oninya Mintemono, or Taumumu. And American said, Sir, Yan, you born in Fionian Okro, Hua. What do you mean, Dinya Miasam, so I mean, Enkosida? Obey this work would be, you do be out because of Unsuin Yamintino, Obama Quina, and Trobiaba. And I said, I saw Breman or crowd, but you with him. And I said, won't you be found when she said, Yame, I see now on someone that be. Not the obey be answer, so Yamini. Whatever you do at that stage, God never takes it because there is still that enmity between him and him. But Christ, he says, what? He slain the enmity thereby. The enmity, that hatred against God and his word, that is in our heart. That rules our life, that we want to live our life as we please. We want to do the things that we want. We want to put up things that we want. Whatever it is that is in our heart, that we think is right for us, but it's against God, Christ came to take it away. It's the enmity in our heart. It's always there. Even when we ask, the enmity is only that the blood of Christ has quelled it, so that we are not now against him. But we want to submit to him and rather subdue that enmity between us and God. So you see, the cross of Christ, the doctrines or the teaching about the cross of Christ, it teaches the mind, not the eyes, to behold the Lamb of God who take away the sin of the world. You know, when people picture it like a crucifix, people look at it with their eyes and they think of whatever comes to their mind. But no, we have to look at the cross of Christ with our heart. That's where the effect comes from. Christ has died and gone. We don't have, nobody knows the picture of Christ, whether he was brown, reddish, whatever, but it's his word that we take into our heart. Our eyes, whatever our eyes will picture, can never make what Christ wants us to see. So, it teaches the doctrines about the cross teaches the mind, not the eyes, to behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Remember John the Baptist, when you saw Christ coming, he said this, and the people were there, they saw Christ physically, but you and I, we don't see Christ physically. Our hearts move to him when we hear this doctrine. Our hearts are uplifted. Sinners are saved. Those who are slaves to their sins, they are delivered. And those who have been captivated by Satan, they are delivered. And now there is total liberty to live for God. So that is it. So you know that as it is idolatry to worship the sun, the moon, or any creature, so it is when people worship the crucifix or attribute any worship or miracle to it. You see, people sometimes, attribute so many miracles. I heard my own auntie, I mean, she told me a lot of things about what, I mean, prayed and because they trusted in the rosary and all that, what it did for them. It's a sorry thing to hear. You know that there's no power in that image. Whoever attributes any power or any worship to it, it's like you are worshiping the sun, like our ancestors who worship the moon, the stars, the rivers, and everything. It's the same thing, because God's law has never changed. In Exodus 20, verse 4, it says, "Thou shalt not make unto thee any graven image or any likeness of anything that is in heaven or above, or that is in the earth beneath, or that is in the waters under the earth." So it goes with everything, with no exception, even to the crucifix. We ought not to make any image of Christ or the cross. The image we have to create of is a doctrine that we have to take it in and think on it to the good of our souls. So, let us look at three things, to think further about these things. And I'll pick up so that we can look at our text very well as we move forward. "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God." From our text, the first thing we learn that we want to think about is who are those that perish? Because we have it. From the text, we learned that the word is that those that are perishing, those that are perishing, they are on their way to eternal doom. Anyone that the gospel or the cross of Christ is foolish to him or her is on the way to eternal doom. You know that all sinners are perishing by the course of life they have chosen. Even those of us who are saved, we were all in the same way going to damnation, until Christ came in and Christ changed our hearts and gave us a new life, and Christ came into our hearts and forgave our sin and washed us clean and from all the filth of it. We were all going the same way. We were all perishing. We were all on the way to damnation. But you know that the sad thing is that because many are perishing, they are on their way to damnation, when you tell them that there could be a change, that there's a change, the Bible tells us there's a change, that this way of destruction can be changed, some will laugh at you. Some will say, "What is it?" And that even if you tell them that God sent his son to come and die on the cross for the purpose of this thing, they will not take it, because they don't see themselves as perishing. They see themselves as okay. As Christ told the Jews, that those that think of themselves that they are okay, they don't need a doctor. But those who are sick, those who are sick of their sin, those who think their sin is heavy on them, they needed a doctor. So many don't make any sense of it. They don't want to change. They don't want to think through the preaching of the cross. So they will continue to perish. They have taken the course of life. They can say, At best, such people sometimes will take up a religion, and the best the religion they can make is a religion without Christ. Now, I'm saying, "Sand the power we are, Christ has sent you, and then we are saying, 'Mom, no.' Ebi mu efa esom na sum omo fa no omo kwa asoro ye omo ayedo omo ayedo na emom no omo yi Kristo si nche omo de omo no be pema ka Kristo. You see, they will claim to be Christians, but they will be lay Christians. Nothing that Christ commands, nothing that Christ demands make any makes no demand for them. Dear Kristo ka, dear Kristo express and the chidi for you no enye nsem bi anfo mo. No self-denial, no love of Christ, no love for souls. They have made money, sometimes money and the world, their greatest treasure. While Christ tells us what? We cannot worship God and mammon. While Christ tells us that what? The world. We cannot love the world and God. Many people want to love the world and also love Christ. And it's impossible. Many people also, they cannot deny themselves. They can't. Because there's no love of Christ in their heart. They can say, Omun to me, and from whom and see my Christo. Omun to me, and poor Omun, and war BBM. I do my corner also, number. And now, Omun near don't say, a crab, a crab, and yanqua, and form. If you say, Christo Gianqua, say, see, I didn't go on Cassa, or the sad donor to my queen. Say, a quiet amusement for saving Brahmin to him and Cassa, to say, Bimua. Say, dear, Madame, for Cabim, near your corner, a bimus, a hunya, Christo, a seminar. Or the two be a Christian, be a Kumim. And the obviously a Christian, but only sign your way. A religion without Christ. The love of Christ shed abroad upon our hearts. Christ loves souls, so we love souls. But many who claim to be lip Christians, their claims are lip Christians. And the gospel is hidden, is hidden to them. In 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 3 to 4, we read that. But if our gospel be hid, it is said to them that are lost, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine upon them. The gospel, if it is foolishness to some, if it is not clear to some, if it is not sensible to some, where they will give up themselves and they will surrender their lives, it is because they are blinded. The Bible says the God of this world, Satan, has blinded them. And it takes the great power of God to read. Deliver people from such things. Their minds are blinded, not their eyes, their mind. Their eyes can is there, but their mind, their understanding, they cannot make any meaning of the doctrine of the gospel of Christ. It's too simple to them. Okay. So those who perish are those who make nothing of the cross of Christ. When they hear it, the doctrine that they should, Christ has come to offer himself as a payment for sins, death on the cross by shedding his blood. When they hear it, it makes nothing to them. It makes no sense to them. Such are perishing. Such will go on to perish if they do not repent and turn to the Lord, to the eternal damnation. So, secondly, I want us to look at this. Why is the preaching of the cross foolishness to those who perish? It is to them. But we should look at the reasons it is foolishness unto them. It is not a mere, foolishness. We have some reasons why. The first thing is that because this doctrine of the cross is not of human invention, but a gift of revelation. They can say, "Sir, I send you a home sermon, and you need to know how to obey the truth, and I'm not going to obey or divide." And the emphasis is, "I'm on." If you say, "We are saying, yet we are saying, we are saying, same, you can't obey." Near the Bible. You know, all the philosophers in all ages combined could never invent a plan of salvation. And yanza fu abako as a Christoba. Any of you are 12 away, we are seeing them. We are more day a quiet pebbing abide. Never. They devised so many means for man to live in this world, at least, to have many things to live. But they could never invent a way of salvation. They can say, Yanza, for Bacon, you'll be no more. Omoke come to be them quite abide. In the same verse we are reading, verse 21, the Bible says that, for after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. After the asina and nam nyankopon nyansa, so we are saying nyansa in nim nyankopon. Reason which is natural without God's own revelation through his word to our heart will make no sense. Nyankopon nankasa ni nyansa no ah oda di wona semu na me sha enkwaje kwan. Enti asumo akeke nyano a omo enya eni Omunya assembly and fin yankupo say what show na some mine. Omutin omunya ni kwaji kwan. Obia echre kwabi obi bedi so. What you are talking about that the worldly wisdom, how high or excellent they are, can never match with the wisdom of God. And Apostle Paul says that it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching. It's not that it is foolishness, but it's foolishness to them. It says like I say something ironically. Something like that. So to them it is foolishness. So Okajom say yam kwasi asemo mu dia Nyakopon fa san kwasi asem no so. E de je omo a ejidi. Sana Paul eka. So as a plan, its origin was with the infinite mind, infinite God himself, the omniscient God. God who knows the extent of sin. You know, all the wisdom of this world never knows the extent of sin. You and I, we really don't know how sin is. We just see it, I mean, as it is. But only God knows the extent of sin. That is why he only can devise the means of our recovery from sin. So God's revelation to show us his plan for man's recovery from sin, he only can do that. Man can never do that. That is why we have to depend on what his word tells us about our recovery from sin. That is the only way. And Apostle Paul says that it is what? Foolishness of preaching. Which people think that it is not okay just to make the gospel clear. It's foolishness of preaching. People think of it like that. But that is the only way God is recovering man from his sin. And the way he has laid it down, the way he has made it clear, man, by his own thinking and reasoning, could never reach it. Think and go on. And try to make up your own salvation. You can never, until God himself touches that. That's why we say that salvation is of the Lord. It's God who saves. It's not man who saves. God's grace that we are saved. God draws. And Christ told, his disciples, that except my Father draws you, you cannot come to me. It is God's own salvation. He reveals it to those he will save. So we look at these people who think of the preaching of the cross as foolishness. Many today, like the Athenians, remember when Paul in Acts chapter 17, when he went to Athens, the Athenians, it was a place of higher learners at that time of the world. The philosophers and the wisdom, they were there. And Bible said that those people, they met every day to either to learn something new or to tell something new. So when they heard of what Paul was saying, it did not suit their preference. They thought, what is Paul? We thought he has some wisdom. He said that, what would this babbler say? They undermined the gospel Paul was preaching. And that is what many are doing today. Many people could be of people of learning. People who have so much, scholarship and full of worldly wisdom. But the doctrine of the cross is too simple to suit their taste. They cannot take it. Just simply believing in it, no. Some are not even, as learned as this, but just they could not make any, a meaning about the gospel of Christ. Because it does not add up to their worldly wisdom, so they despise it and make a mockery of it, as the Athenians did. If we say, Saint Diana Honsem, no, Emma Omu, we are Saint Yansan Omuhunu, and Koso, and as Emma Omunya, Bibinka, a idea different, a Sonko, a few, or so Mopo, say we are Saint Yansan in Yada Tunjain, no more faster, as we are a year. Simple, a semi airplane, a fat crystal, so we are seeing. And also, with it, they doubt that if there's any power to be saved by a crucified Savior, that a Savior who himself, instead of him coming to deliver his people, he himself was crucified. Some make a mockery of that. Oh, but if he was a Savior, then he died himself. How can he save people from death? As you remember, the military men who were there, the Roman soldiers were saying, let him save himself. He saved us. Let him save himself. And the thief on the cross also says the same thing. If he is God, let him save himself. And that is what many people are doing today. How can this message save me? It's too simple. I cannot really yield myself to it. I basically in a sense and same way to me. It doesn't make any sense to them. They desire a more sophisticated method. Nipa bebre no epe in somewhere a catch on more that be as simple as Christo bewe, Christo de Nhuba for Yeo, Ascendiano, so Oshini Moja Guye. So all the Hotunos now Jahoman, but Jonqua. San Assembly, so do Udo Utimidu Huban in him, now Sern or Bajonqua. But friends, whoever it is or whatever it is they deny about Christ. The Bible have said in Acts chapter 4 verse 12 that neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. God has declared that there is no name given among men whereby we can be saved. There can say, Yankopon edi esi ho se, edi bi enu ewas asisu a betumi afa so anya nkwa. Enye se edi keke, edi enu juma edi ye, se okọ asendu anso ekọtọ nkwaje de maye. In Romans chapter 3, verse 25, we are also told that that is Christ, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood. So, this is why I am part of the to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God. So then train ye di Emma Bonia Bonifacha equim bon I saw the bonibacha bonia equimache and nam yangu ponangasa ne mobro and huso. Nyangu ponangasa e de bonich and nam Christu I would ne see or say obiashan. Sanity God has set forth Christ to be the propitiation through faith in his blood, so that whoever comes to him and look upon him shall be saved and will never go without salvation. So that is that with those who are think that the gospel, I mean, of the doctrine of the cross is from God, and because of that, they think that by human reasoning they should make something, but they cannot make it because it's not invention of man; it is the invention of God Himself before the foundation of the world. The second thing also that it is foolishness to those who are perishing, the cross, the doctrine of the cross, that it touches on matters that promote no worldly advantages or gains. A can samwa m manipa m for ni paso so unya yase nyoma. And as m for ni paso ew yase nyoma pemu. Christo na sin your sanity and shinipa and for ni paso ni pampe yase nyoma. Because of that, many people hate it. If we say anxious, sir, anxious, and see, and pay, we are your money, and pens and pa, chrono, a chest, a crystal, be one, we are no. Because a chest, and put your home. The preacher of the cross did not suit a Jew who was looking for an earthly Messiah who was to deliver them from the Roman oppression. Is that not how the Bible pictured the Jews who were unsaved at Christ's time? They were looking for a savior who would deliver them from the Roman oppression. When they realized that despite Christ's powers and everything, he wasn't the one who was going to advance such aim for them, they hated him. You know, the high priest and the church officers and even Herod himself, if Christ has come to deliver them from the Roman oppression, all who have gone to Christ's camp, all who have run to him, but they hated him because he was teaching them otherwise, that they should submit themselves to the Roman rule and rather, I mean, look for salvation for their soul. And they didn't like it. That will not help them to be. I mean, the Sadducees who were, I mean, the priesthood was then among the Sadducees. For them, they are so worldly that's all that they think of, is to make, I mean, something out of this world. And at that time, they hated Christ for not making them advance in their worldly, ambitions. Remember that the apostles even once entertained this false idea. Let me read this to you in Matthew chapter 16, verse 21. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto you. You see, Bible says, if you are from God, now we yes, we are just no more come to Christ. No more so was I again, they say, oh, only Christ is the only we are saying. And to do baby Christ, I catch Jerusalem. Wow, Peter himself. And that is the cause of men. People think Christ was to come to make their worldly ambitions to advance. No, this is what he said. No, I'm going to suffer and be killed. And that's what I'm going to do. And through this, men will be saved from sin. And not that I came so that people, you have, as you follow me, you become the big men of this world. So you see, no wonder that the majority of professing Christians today love the false wealth and health gospel, since it grants them licentiousness. The can say, ni padu duo ene, omo pe, en sempai fa, ahunya, any IRSA in Sempa. And I never radiate. If we say more quite mommy money. Ah. A day of quite a mom. Liberty to sin. And liberty to sin and not liberty from sin. This gospel's false gospel of prosperity and a wealth gospel. A man called for 2 minutes on your money. And mom 2 minutes on your money. But the true gospel grants liberty from sin. It doesn't give us liberty to sin. That's the opposite of what this false gospel, they are preaching. Wealth and health gospel. Usum Christo ahunya, and people are just following. And I'm acquainting you in my worry. Yes, if you're a Christian, God helps you in many things. But that's not the purpose to be a Christian. That is not the purpose to be a Christian. So this, their gospel is Christ died for us so that we may be kings and queens of this world. Is that what they say? Christ died so we take territories. That's what they say. So they will quote Joshua and say that Christ said that God said that whatever your foot will be placed, it will be for you. Oh, such a poor. I'm thinking. That's not the purpose of Christ. Christ never came to take this physical world for us. In heaven, but in Roma, we are told that it's not meat and drink. It's not food. It's not anything of this world. Gold, money is not needed in heaven. Look at the angels. Do they live on food? No. Do they live on anything that is in the world? No. They are spirits. The Bible said that those who are saved, when we go to heaven, we shall be like the angels. So why will Christ save us, come to this world and die for us so that we can take possession of the things of the world? No, it's not. It's false gospel. It's not the gospel of the cross of Christ. It's the gospel of those who are enemies of the cross of Christ. As Paul has always been saying, that there are men who are enemies of the cross of Christ, and they preach things which are not of Christ. You know that this false health and world gospel has affected the youth. So we can't even think how it has affected many of our youth. And when they are growing up, what God wants the young to seek His forgiveness. Now, they encourage them to chase after money and worldly possessions. So as young as they are, all that they think about is to make it in life. They don't even think of how they can, go to school, and also how take things gradually. All they think about is how they can make it in life. And that is what the wealth and health gospel has brought into even the societies at large. It's about what? Worldly prosperity. But these things are against the cross of Christ. That is not the doctrine of the cross of Christ. It's against it, and it works against it. In Ecclesiastes, what are the youth warned about? Is it that what? Remember your Creator in the days of their youth, when the evil days don't come. Or say, It's a way of those who perish. Those who chase after this world, they will perish with this world. In Peter, we are told that the element of the world, you see, the sky, this earth, will be melt with fervent heat. And Peter said that, so if this thing shall be, what kind of life ought to live? Do we live for this thing that shall be melted? Or do we live for things that will last? Salvation for our souls. So let's think through. So is it that there's this opposite gospel? So any other false gospel contrived by man is welcomed by many. Any gospel that is not from God, many like it because it promotes their worldly advantage. As I said, the example of the Jews, even the apostles. So Christ later, when he rose up and the Holy Spirit came to them, they realized that no, it was rather a life to suffer for his sake and not a life to become, the kings and queens of this world. Yeah, they understood it later, but initially, they couldn't. That is why they couldn't even take it that Christ should say that he's going to die. He's going to be killed. Christ should tell them that, I'm coming to conquer the Roman Empire, and you are going to be my deputies, and you are going to be in control of everything. No, that is not what the gospel is about. So many shun it when the preaching is only about eternity, judgment to come, the soul, sinfulness of man, redemption. People don't like it. It's too raw. You don't see anything in it. That's what they will say. Nipale brain name person say ba no efa da da enkwa ho atemwu ebeba okra no ho bon nipa boni any oje a nipale brain be it doesn't suit them. And if you don't have a taste for these things, your tastes are those who are perishing. So when akono masa anyo meyi a ebetena wa fibo no a akono te so mu a era no if you say samyo mo na ebetena se. And your mind will be asking you between Marco. But these things will last. The doctrines of the cross of Christ. This is which will take people to eternal kingdom. This is what will take people to heaven. But those who despise and mix it up with anything, they are perishing. Indeed, for the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness, because they look after here and now and care more for the body than for the soul. They think of how they will live in this world. Remember the warning of Jesus Christ in Mark 8:36, it says that, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Losing your soul means dying without God's forgiveness. Live as you please and do as you please. If you die without your sin being pardoned by the blood of Christ on the cross of Calvary, you have lost your soul. It doesn't matter how you live, how better you were in this world, or how bad you were in this world, you have lost your soul. But so long as you have life, you have not lost it yet. Though some are in the way losing it, but there's hope. Anytime we hear the gospel, we call on the Lord. And we don't know when, but he will visit you one day. And he will also save you and deliver you, so that you also will have that love of Christ in your heart. The love that he gave to his disciples when he left. So that you also love the things of Christ, other than that, perishing and going astray from him. Okay, the next thing also that makes foolishness to them that perish, that it humbles human pride. In some panel, Efa Christ was saying, "You know, a man nipa ahuma soba from nipa mpe." It is a doctrine that declares without reservation that that salvation is by grace alone and none of works. In Ephesians 2:8, and we are told that for by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. And yet people will still go beyond. It is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. God did not give us to us so that, I have believed on Christ. So no. That's how many people think. God, remember the parable that the lost sheep. Christ said that what? He went to seek the one which was lost. Not the lost sheep coming to seek the shepherd. The shepherd went to seek him. So Christ came to seek us. He seek us out and save us. But human pride doesn't like this. Yes, they will fancy it somehow, but they will not practically believe that it's God who really has to save. The preaching of the cross demands zero confidence in self. It points all to the all sufficiency of Christ's atonement. There's nothing of self. There's nothing of but. It's all of Christ. It's all of God's grace. But there are some, while they claim to believe in the blood of Christ Jesus alone for the forgiveness of their sins, they still allow little room for their own fancied good works. That's especially those who, attend churches. Oh, yes, it's Christ alone. When we go out for visitation in those times, oh, yes, I believe in Christ, and that is it. But when you go down with them, oh, no, but you have to do something. Oh, no, that something has to be added. Yes, when we are saved to do something for Christ, but our salvation depends on what Christ has done. That's why people don't try to get it. So long as I want to do something, no. There are some also who never confess their distinct act of sin. That's another, way of pride. People say, I'm a sinner, yes. But to point to that sin, bring it to Christ, many don't do that. That's another way people cannot repent. People cannot look into their hearts and point at their sins and bring them to Christ. They come to him, I'm a sinner, forgive me. No. That's not how it is. So there are some who never confess their distinct act of sin. They think so long as they do not commit outward sins, they do not merit any displeasure from God, so he accepts them. So that, though Christ has died, but I'm not too much a sinner. Actually, I don't do this. And people don't see me. I'm a good person. So I say, I'm okay, God will accept me. No. Every sin is sin. Every sin is, there's nothing like little sins. Whether sins of the heart or outward sin, they are all sins that has made us enemies of God. It is not so. Your righteousness must be perfect to be accepted. There must be no little sins in it. Your righteousness must be that of Christ. And by yourself, can you attain to the righteousness of Christ? It's no, to no one. Because Christ is the only one who ever lived without sin. It is never recorded, and it is never possible any man after Adam failed to live without sin. So if you want to go by your own righteousness, where will you stand? It will go below Christ's righteousness. So until Christ's righteousness is given to your account, which that's what we call it, imputed righteousness. It's not your own, it's given to your account. You owe so much, you have to be taken to hell. But Christ gives you what he has done. And God look upon that to forgive you. That is what it takes to have righteousness of Christ. Say, Christo, even when we are saved, we don't have any inherent righteousness. Righteousness is not from us. It's given to us. Sanctification is worked in us, but it's not from us. It is worked in us, but it's not from us. Even, I say, so is it everything about salvation is all of God and none of us? You see, think about ourselves, some of us who think that we have never done any greater sin. Which one of us here can say that I have never been hasty in temper? I've never rushed to be angry about something. None of us can say that we have never. Who have never, despised someone in his heart or her heart before? We are all guilty of this. And who can ever say that a bad word has never escaped from their lips? And later they wish they would have what? Recovered it. We have all done that because of our sinful nature. And who has never complained about his or her situation before? Whatever situation you complain about, you complain about God. You remember God told the Israelites in the wilderness, your memories, your memories are not against you, but against God. And it's true. Whatever your situation, your complaint you make, it's against God and it's a sin. So even these are just little things I'm just pointing out. So you see that none of us can say that my sins are so little, so that I don't need what Christ has done on the cross of Calvary. No, all our sins, requires that washing of blood, that cleansing from that fountain on the cross, that washes us away every sin. You remember that when King David had taken a wife of Uriah and killed him, and he thought he was okay. And when Prophet Nathan came to him, and he gave him a parable, and David said that, the man who had done the wrong, the parable should be killed. He don't have to live. And Nathan said, thou art the man. So that it is, that if you think that you are not a sinner enough, the Bible says you are the man. You are the sinner. I am the sinner. You are the sinner. Each one of us are sinners, except Christ saves you. Except you gave yourself to him. Whatever it is, thou art the man. We will try to excuse ourselves so that without repentance and faith in Jesus' blood, you will never be free when you appear before God. It doesn't matter whatever you are, whatever you have done, whatever little sin you have done, if you hold on and you move to before God, you'll be deceived. So I'll move on to my third and I'll be done. Thirdly, that one we move from those who are perishing and we go to the last part of our verse. These are, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. So how is the preaching of the cross the power of God to them that are saved? This is a true fact. It's not just an idea. It's a true fact. To them that are saved, it is the power of God. Remember when I said I was talking about deliverance. The saved here were delivered from sin, Satan, and the world. The saved are delivered. See, some people think that salvation is different from deliverance, whatever. But it's the same. We are delivered from sin, from Satan, and the world. From the power of darkness. In Colossians chapter 1 verse 13, he said that Christ, who had delivered us from the power of darkness and had translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. Those that Christ saves, he translates them to his kingdom. So if Christ has saved me, he has put me in his kingdom. Where is Satan to come and trouble me? Is Satan powerful than God? Is demons and witches powerful than God? So you see, these pastors are deceiving people. Christ saves, he delivers, he translates, he takes my place, he takes me from my place as I was here to that place. And this place, Satan cannot come there. In John chapter 3, we are told we are the hand of God. If the hand of God holds us, who can take us from him? And nothing. So you see, people are being deceived, and they think that salvation is another thing, and deliverance from witches and demons are another thing. We have been delivered. If you are saved, you are delivered from the power of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. Christ has a kingdom. His kingdom is not idea. It's reality. He rules in the heart of those that he has saved. He has saved. So you see, but you know, in the beginning of creation of this world, God spoke and everything came to being. But for a sinner to be reconciled to the Most Holy God, he has ordained that it should be through the preaching of the once for all atonement of the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. He has ordained it through preaching, not in any else. It doesn't say we should go and sing about the gospel. Yes, we sing hymns, but I say, well, we should preach it. And while preaching, God attends his power. The Holy Spirit works through the preaching, and then men are saved. And you know, it's not preaching merely any doctrine in the Bible. People teach so many things in the Bible. People are learning about the Ten Commandments. People are learning about do's and don'ts. No. Those things are good, but they will never save anyone. It's the preaching of the cross alone that saves. You can be knowledgeable of the whole Bible, but if you are not, you don't trust yourself to this doctrine of what? Of the cross, where Christ came to die on the cross for sinners, your knowledge of the Bible will do you nothing. It will not change your life. It will not make you a saint from being a sinner. It is only the preaching of the doctrine, which is the medium by which God exerts his power in the salvation of sinners. You know, that is why here, every Sunday morning, we have our evangelical what? Sermons. It's all about Christ. To let it be, to let him know. But, you know, people think that it's too much. Maybe it's too much of the gospel. No. If you know the value of a soul, you will love the gospel. If you know the value of a soul, you will love the cross of Christ. That is the only way that a sinner can be saved. So you see, when we preach the gospel, the Holy Spirit convinces and convicts sinners when the cross of Christ is preached. So many people are preaching on the radio and they just mention the name of Christ and they say whatever they say. And how do they make Christ to the mind of men? How do they uplift Christ so that people will see that it is only through him that there is salvation? I'm coming to the conclusion of my message. But I'll ask you, where is your confidence of salvation? The Bible says what? But unto us. So unto everyone who will be saved, the gospel of the doctrines of Christ is the power of God's salvation. The doctrines of the cross of Christ is the power of God unto salvation if you be saved. So where is your confidence? Is it in church attendance or being a member of a church or something you want to do for a church or you do for a church? Some people count it that, oh, so long as I'm in a church, I do that, I'm accepted of God. No! God doesn't look upon that. He looks upon your faith in Christ to save you. Yes, when we are saved, we serve. But we don't serve for salvation. We are saved to come and serve the Lord with our whole lives, and God accepts that. But whatever we do before we become born again, children of God, before we are brought into the kingdom of Christ, whatever we do before, God doesn't see it. As he said, the sacrifice of what? Of the wicked is foolishness unto God. God doesn't take it. So friends, it is resting in the cross of Christ that you can be saved. And whoever has not rested his hope or his hope on him, I urge you to come to Christ. For Christ said that he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. And for the sins that which all you have committed, it is that sin that made him to hang on the cross. So he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. Rest that will continue till after this world is over. So Christ is calling all to come. It is his cross that saves, and the message of the cross that brings people from sinners to be saints. That translates people from the power of sin, Satan, and the world. That delivers people. Pastors cannot deliver anyone. Deliverance, salvation is of the Lord. Deliverance is of the Lord. Until you have given yourself up to the Lord, no pastor can deliver you from whatever demon possesses. So whatever they do there is just gimmicks. They are just joking. It's God that saves. And salvation is deliverance from the power of sin, Satan, and the world. May the Lord help us. Let's pray together.